This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
You are about to watch is a continuation of the last week episode, Happy Viewing.
Now, to be an overcomer has to do with sitting upon throne.
Lati di asegun o je o dise pelu lati joko sori
te. I think that is very amazing, very wonderful.
E si je to ni agbara pupo.
It has to do with sitting on throne. Now when Christ was still preaching about, talking about this same thing I'm teaching you now. Now one of his disciples asked him in Matthew 19:27, say, Master, Lord, behold, we have left all things and we are following you. What do we have in return? Jesus Christ said, when the Son of Man shall sit upon his throne, you, my disciples that have followed me, will sit upon throne with him. Praise the Lord.
Our God. And in your joy,
our God, release somebody now. Say, you will sit with me on my throne. Is that not amazing?
Very amazing. Oh, told you about our soul. Jesus Christ alone, by one more in rest. Oh, by one sonny, but no. You can't have money. I see what I know. We pay. Oh, you are. Go, go, go. I yell out if you see there. I could live out as you're more kidding you. I jerry. Jesus of our soul for a pay. Oh, you want your jerry in it. Pay. Need by the to be. See how many of your joke was sorry, Terry. Hey, but your joke was sorry, Terry. Else my bar will crease your bar. Is it your own to own it? It's just what I force you to like, brother.
I want this to be your aspiration. Not just worldly things. I'm talking about overcomers tonight. You must know the meaning and what God has in store for you. That is to sit on throne after the cessation of life, at life. That is, you are not going to end up in hellfire.
Amen.
You are not going to end up in hellfire.
Amen.
This is why you have to become overcomer. Now, turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. I read from here. To him that overcometh, I will give to it of the tree of life, which is the midst of the paradise of my God. Oh God, I like that.
Wait for your KG. As a KG, so I pay. And it's about Shagun. Name your fee, and so I give you any funge. Tim Bella and Paradise here, Lord.
I want to take you back to Genesis account.
I feel we lost in the way Genesis.
You remember the tree of life at the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This is what Adam lost. God drove him out because of rebellion. Then God placed the cherubims right there in the east of Garden, Eden Garden, so that they will not come back to come and partake of the tree of life. They were chased out. But now, what Adam lost, God has preserved for you.
Amen.
He says, to him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of my God. I want to clap your hand and praise God now.
And so ni to ti Adamu padanu re ninu ogba ni ojo won ni nitori pe nigba ti o sote si Olorun Oluwa le jade kuro ninu ogba o si wa fi kerubu si ila orun lati ma so eso igi mo eso igi ye ti Adamu padanu yen won Oluwa ti wa pese sile fun o to ba segun.
So you can see the great benefits, yes, things that Jesus Christ has prepared, designed pragmatically for you elect and you children of the kingdom that become overcomer. Like I've said, this is Overcomers Night Conference. Learn how to become an overcomer. Now you must have something. What is it about? This is what Christ has prepared for you. Today, I am an overcomer of the same time. As just Christ was the overcomer. And it's the only thing that can lead you to attain mastery and become an overcomer is to learn your lesson and live in righteousness. And live and learn your lesson from the overcomer. If you want to become an overcomer will always guide and lead you aright.
And so ni ti ohun ti Jesu lo ti pe sile fun wo mo ijobo Olorun ti o du lati di asegun nitori pe o ko guro ni ite Olorun pe ise mi lo dede o mi lo dede eko owe mi ti mo nka o lo dede mi o ni isoro iwo mo ijobo Olorun guro tiraka lati ma lepa lati di asegun nitori pe ohun ti Jesu wa fe fun oni yi olutomole agbaye gege bi Jesu Oluwa ohun ni oba awon ase ohun ni asegun ni iran ti awa yi gege bi Jesu apapa se di asegun nitori na lepa re inoga re gege bi omo ijobo Olorun laye ohun lati di asegun ko de le di asegun na la se ran la se olutomole agbaye si wa lori laye loni lati di asegun.
Now let me tell you very sincerely, there is no supernatural act of God that can lift any man from carnal life to a state of higher glory. There's no supernatural power or act. Every man has to grow like a tree. Every man has to grow from one level to the other. Every man has to grow, you know, through the knowledge of truth of Jesus Christ. Christ has come, he said, truth and grace came by Christ Jesus. But nobody is learning or receiving this knowledge of truth. So if you want to become an overcomer, it's not by prayer. Now, you are going to start to learn certain truths which Jesus Christ has come to expand unto the whole world. Christ came to inundate the whole world with the truth of knowledge of truth from his Father. Now, this is what we want to start examining now. We are going to examine the truth as enunciated by Christ Jesus.
Afeje ke mo wi pe ko si agbara Olorun kankan ti o nko le sadede muyan lati di asegun abi lati gbe igbesi aye asegun rara nitori pe gbogbo ede eyan la gburo dagba die gege bi igi se ndagba die idi ni to e pe otito Olorun ni anilo lati mu wa dagba ka ba le di asegun. Jesu lo wa de iwe mo so pe nipase Mose ni ofifi wa sugbon Jesu lo wa mu ore ofe ati otito wa si aye. Otito Jesu ra mu ase aye yi ohun ni anilo lati mu adagba die ti ta ma fi di asegun ko si ohun miran nkan ta te fe yewu da sale ni.
Yes, say there are three factors which are militating against people in the world.
Awon meta kan wa ti o n doju ko awon eniyan ninu aye
that make them incapable or unable to become overcomers. Therefore, you have to rise up against all these evil forces. The number one is iniquity. Say iniquity.
Iniquity.
That's the first thing that hinders any man from becoming an overcomer in life. Iniquity. Say that.
Iniquity. Oh, my God, don't shed the Daniel. That's the Ashegun. Laye, Winnie, Eshe. Esobe. Eshe.
Number two, the serving Mammon. Just Christ says you cannot serve God and Mammon. That is, when you serve Mammon, that is the God of this world, is the evil influence of money, wealth. If you serve all these things, if you pursue them, it will not enable you to become an overcomer in life. And after death, you are going to hell. It's very important for you to know what we are talking about. To be an overcomer, Christ has said it. What he will offer you, throne to sit on. Because you are children of the kingdom. You cannot sit and end up in fire.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ohun keji ti o n de na won eyan lati di asegun, ohun ni lati ma sin mammoni. Jesu lo wa so ilayo ni pe eniyan ki ro ko le si Olorun ati mammoni. mammoni je ohun ti opopopo nsin ti won sin lepa re iyan so ni ti ogun ati oro aye yi awon to ba sin lepa won kon won yi won ko le di asegun lori laye.
Now number 3, the third factor is unbelief in the truth of Jesus. People accept Jesus, 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 but they don't walk or abide or obey the truth which Christ has come to initiate to the world. So these are factors that hinder somebody to become an overcomer in life. So you want to rise up against all these things and resist them down so that they don't hinder you. You must note all these three important things which I've listed out. Now, I would like to start treating them one by one. I'm very sorry. I don't think we have much time, but I will want to touch one or two about sin. This is the main thing, the mainspring of Christ's message. He came as a savior of the world from sin. So the issue about sin, let us hear what Christ said. John chapter 8, verse 34. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever sinneth, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin." So you can see, I don't want you to become a servant of sin. Then in the Bible again, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "He that committed sin is of the devil, God." You see, we are talking about life overcomer, and you must know what can hinder or that things that bring people under the perpetual defeat under the power of the devil. Sin. When you commit a sin, you break God's law. The Bible says you become a servant of sin. That's Christ Jesus. You become partner with devil. I want you to break your relationship with devil today by this knowledge of truth coming to you. I got to know somebody.
God read it.
Yes, I'm my yara mu awon tori pe awon ni akoko pupo a fe sara soro lori oro ese. Ese je ohun ti o se dinu ede eniyan lati le di ase glory laye. Jesu Oluwa so nigba to wa si aye ninu we Johanu yen ori kejo ese kerin le ni
ogbon.
Ese kerin ni ogbon. O ni enikeyan to ba n de ese, ohun ni eru ese ni aye. Iye ni pe ese ma so yan di eru ni. Eru ode le di asegun. Idi ni ti enikeni wa fi gbudo ma sa fun ese. Bakan na si waju si ninu we Johanu kini ori keta ese kejo yen. O so pe enikeyan to ba n de ese ti esu ni. Gbogbo awon kan won yi je gbogbo awon kan to ro mo ese yi ti enikeni ba n gbe nu re abi to ba n se ko le di asegun lori laye bo ti le wu ki ori.
Now what is sin? If a sinner commits sin, he becomes a slave to sin. He becomes, partner of devil, Satan is devil, if you commit sin. So this is the factor that you want to resist in your life and destroy completely.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com. And also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @kaimholythrone.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.